Abba spoke about blameworthy traits and mine is anger. I find it very hard to control my anger in just a couple of seconds or in just a couple of seconds or minutes, I'll say so many things which I'll regret. What can I do to control it? Basically, there are courses and there is guidance even online on anger management. One is a spiritual issue, the other one is a practical issue or therapy or guidance to try to stop. I would just say a few things right now. One of the things that I would say is that a lot of the time, going off like that on anger is that many people get angry, but the way they respond is different. So I think what's happened is that we've considered it to be fair game to respond that way and say so many things. And we have become so probably habituated to it. We've done it so many times that it's all hardwired now that every time we get angry, we're going to say all of these things. So we have to unravel that. We have to change that. So let us try to identify first where we do this most or who we do it most with. There are always going to be some trigger people, trigger situation, which they will trigger this thing off. So let us try to sit down and think for ourselves, maybe jot it down, make some notes that it's with these certain people, whether that be with our own parent, our own children, our own spouses, or whoever it is, right? Or it's when I'm in a certain situation, or it's when I'm hungry, for example, because low blood sugar can create that kind of a symptom as well. Or things like that, when I'm agitated. If we can identify when we do it, then we can, inshallah, hope to be more prepared then. Because when I've identified that it's with this person, so if I'm going to go there and I know it could generally happen, I'm going to be more careful. Like this time, I will not do so. So, inshallah, if you can understand the triggers, that will help. And then, of course, we keep asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for refuge from anger, from exposing the anger, from expressing that anger. And every time we do, at the end of the day, we look back and think why we did that, and then try to again analyze the situation. Inshallah, slowly, slowly, if we just try to act more positive in the world, because anger comes from arrogance, anger comes from a feeling of entitlement, anger comes from so many different narcissism, it can come from so many different. So if we can understand the root cause of our anger, is it because I just feel everybody else is below me? They must do things in the way I want them to do things. I don't have any patience. Maybe I'm arrogant. I can't take when somebody else has something better than I have, or somebody gets them. Think about these things. And if we can, it's all about identifying. Now, alhamdulillah, the first thing is that if somebody's asking this question, it means that there's a concern. Now it's just about going deeper and finding out what are these triggers, what are these problems, where does it come from, and keep making dua to Allah. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al ghadab, you can say, or read the Quran, al-kadhimin al-ghayz, those who control their anger, and try to just prepare ahead. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ash-shiqaqi wan-nifaqi wa su'il akhlaq is very good, which basically means, oh Allah, I seek your refuge from disputation, from hypocrisy, and from bad character. Anger is a trigger, is basically an ingredient of bad character. So we ask Allah for tawfiq.